Brood of vipers, even the rocks are closer to God than you. Threshing floor and blazing fire. John the Baptist is such a killer of joy today. Oh. Our text pick up right where we left off last week. So John the Baptist starts by saying, repent, change your ways, prepare the way of the Lord by filling in those potholes and making a straight, level path. And then as people get closer, he has these fiery words to say. John the Baptist today is scary. It's one of those instances where we say, thanks be to God, right? And it makes me wonder, am I on shaky ground? Am I wheat or chaff? Where do I stand when the final judgment comes? Because I gotta tell you, I have more than two coats in my closet, and my sister works for REI and just offered to buy me a new one this week, and I'm tempted. Now, the thing that keeps repeating in my head while reflecting on the gospel this week is one line from the Apostles' Creed. And he will come to judge the living and the dead. Alone and out of context, this line sounds terrifying. In our confirmation class on Wednesday, we were asked to reflect on the question, do we want the superhero power to read minds or control the weather? And all of us picked weather because none of us want to know what's going on in the mind. For the mind is a wild, scary beast, and many of the first thoughts we have as humans are not kind or rational. And yet God knows all of them. And so God's capacity for righteous judgment, well, the odds are stacked against all of us. And yet we have to remember that this line from the Apostles' Creed about judging the living and the dead, this line is about Jesus. The one that John describes cleaning up the threshing floor today. And we don't need to be afraid. In fact, a little cleaning up is exactly what we all need. For dear ones, as Lutherans, we believe we're saints and sinners, wheat and chaff together from the same kernel. And so Jesus takes this and removes the chaffy outer layers that we don't need, these layers of shame and guilt, pride and envy, the things that deaden and stop us from being who God created us to be. And all that's left is this wheaty, whole grain goodness for our neighbors and for us. All of our readings today describe that God has come near. And if we think God is a fire and brimstone kind of God, that feels terrifying. But if we can remember our God is a God of never-ending grace and love, this reminder is comforting. God is close. In fact, soon we will celebrate that God comes closer than close by becoming human alongside all of us. Our word that is more than a word for this week is joy. And joy is all about that closeness. In this gift of joy, we can remember that God is as close to us as our next breath, that smile that creeps across our face, the laughter that bubbles up inside, that spark that warms you up on a cold, frigid, gray November day. No, November, Nova, Northern Virginia day. I hear this season of winter in Nova is called brown, right? We don't get the cute snow, it's just brown and gray. But joy is about those sparks of color in the midst of all the gray, in the midst of all the other things we live with, the sorrow and grief and sadness and anger, joy brings hope closer to us. It helps us stay focused. It reminds us that God's work before us is achievable. And this is good news. just for us, but for everyone. Like I mentioned earlier, today was our Christmas play at 9, and you all are here because you missed it, and I get it, you know, children singing halfway Christmas songs is not everyone's jam, doesn't work for everyone's schedules, but I wanted to share the poetry script from the play with you this morning, because it's a really good one. It comes from the storybook, The Colors of Christmas by Matthew Paul Turner. And my spouse, Mike, has an MFA. And so he wrote the intro and he added, they had all the colors except for orange and purple. And there's a reason for that, because it's really hard to find words that rhyme with orange and purple. But Mike did it. So go, Mike. And so I want to share it with you. It won't take too long, but I invite you to roll your shoulders back. You can close your eyes even and allow the colors of this season to remind you that joy indeed is with us too. Okay? So, in winter's short days, the world seems to diminish, to compress. In the pressing cold, we draw inward, seeking the warmth of our core. We hide under blankets and wrap ourselves in scarves and hats and mittens. The warmth of summer, a memory fleeting, the coming of spring also clipped and distant. The world is still, cold, waiting. And it is in this season, into the cold, compressed, gray world, that God chose to send a spark of light and life and color. While we wait, the sun's warm gold light breaks the hoop of the horizon, bringing us a new day. Hoarfrost forms silver needles on purple dogwood's bare branches. A cardinal flashes red on a gray morning. Holly shimmers sharp and green in woodland's gentle breeze. Hellebores snuggle deep in burgundy, subtle and smiling, a promise of spring. The sun sets pink and orange, soft in the coming evening. The piercing blue light of a star born on the fourth day with sun and moon sends its light from the edges of creation. Light traveling light years to catch our eyes shimmering on a cold, clear night. And into the long night, a spirit comes, wrapped in bone and sinew, muscle, blood, and skin, living, breathing with us in the cold and holy darkness, a spark of light no darkness can overcome. A light sparkled in the heavens and shining for all the people on our shared planet. All the colors of Christmas, each living and vibrant being, shares this spark of life, a gift from God to us. So Christmas is red. It's a shiny new sled. It's candy canes and toy store lanes. It's sprinkles on sweetbread. It's packages with bows and Rudolph's red nose. It's pictures drawn and dressed up lawns. It's warm mittens when it snows. It's the drummer boy's drum, his pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. It's Santa Claus and cranberry sauce. It's apples, pears, and plums. It's presents we send to family and friends. It's jolly cards and merry hearts. Yes, Christmas is red. Christmas is orange. It's the creak of a door hinge. As St. Nicholas creeps and hides gifts in our sneaks, joy waits for us all in the morning. It's the bite of crisp citrus delights, fresh summer tastes on cold winter nights. As we strip loose the peel and relish the feel, our taste buds ascend to new heights. God's grace is gift unspoken. We live in God's promise unbroken. God welcomes all from Beirut to Nepal. We can live with our hands wide open. We drowse by the fire, flames leaping higher and higher. Our sleepiness brings peace and joy's glad tidings. Yes, Christmas is orange. Christmas is green. It's an evergreen scene. It's holly sprigs and mistletoe twigs. It's emerald lights agleam. It's garlands on rails and pine-needled trails. It's winter boots and funny elf suits. It's that old Mr. Grinch tale. It's Granny Smith pies and plaid bow ties. It's fresh potpourri that smells Christmassy. It's stockings hung high. It's tinsel on trees and grass iced by freeze. It's Christmas tree balls and artwork on walls. Yes, Christmas is green. Christmas is gold. its bright ribbon unrolled, its jingling bells and warm, yummy smells, its heirlooms you are not allowed to hold, its dancers all tapping among holiday trappings, its nutcracker crowns and Christmas Eve gowns, its glittery gift wrapping, its a turkey, roasts, and walnuts you toast, its crackling fires and glorious choirs, it's an ornament you love most, its kids shouting, "Behold!" wearing halos and robes, its treetop stars and old church bazaars. Yes, Christmas is gold. Christmas is blue. It's a winter sky hue. It's flannel sheets and shaped cookie treats. It's lake frozen through. It's big puffy coats and huge parade floats. It's juniper trees and blue spruce wreaths. It's writing Santa notes. It's a sweater Mama knit, stretched yet still fits. It's turquoise lights in the darkest of nights. It's a snowman's outfit. It's memories old and new of loved ones gone too soon. It's an Elvis song and the nights growing long. Yes, Christmas is blue. Christmas is purple. We wait for the Prince of Peace and life eternal. Through long silent nights and candles casting their lights around our Advent circle. It's the sweep of a house finch wing, the hymns that we gather to sing, Christmas cactus blooms and cascading pink flowers, chickadees dancing beneath pine-scented bowers. We rejoice in simpler things. We gather with loved ones dear and learn not to dwell in our fear. We pray and prepare, learn to lament, not despair, and wait for our King to appear. O come, thou wisdom from on high, and order all things far and wide. To us the path of wisdom show, and hope in us all strengthen and grow. Yes, Christmas is purple. Christmas is white. It is warm candlelight. It is mountaintops and small fancy shops. It's a turtle dove in flight. It's December snowstorms and blankets so warm. It's angel wings and the songs that we sing about our Christmas dream for morn. It's sleigh rides through snow and tea lights that glow. It's a North Pole tales and frosty exhales. It's cocoa with marshmallows. It's a star shining bright on the holiest of nights. It's powdered cakes and paper snowflakes. Yes, Christmas is white. Christmas is brown. It's pine cones scattered round. It's caramel corn and copper French horns. It's winter's frozen ground. It's firewood piled high and reindeers that fly. It's cinnamon sweets and gingerbread treats. It's homemade pecan pie. It's a cradle soft with hay and a donkey's gentle bray. It's God within a baby's skin on that first Christmas day. It's shepherds kneeling down and wise ones gathered round. It's Mary's sigh and Jesus's cry. Yes, Christmas is brown. And Christmas is you. It's your own unique you. It's your wondrous gleam in your bedtime dreams. You color each Christmas anew. It's your tinsel and flair and the gifts that you share. It's your jingling smile and your fa-la-la style. It's how you love and how you care. It's the songs that you sing and the light that you bring. It's your heartfelt compassion and your hope put into action. It's your thrill for the little things. It's the good that you do. You're part of the story, the joy and the glory. Yes, Christmas is you. May the joyous colors of this season catch you by surprise, dear ones. May it remind you of the goodness of God that has come near for you and for all of us. Amen. Thanks be to God.